The Puppet Master by Quentin Black. Read by Frank Coles. Dedication to Donna. Thanks for being a dedicated mum to Paige and Connor. Prologue. Man matures when he stops believing that politics solves his problems. Nicolas Gomez de Villa. Chapter 1. 19 months ago. The two men stood side by side, looking through the glass screen at the Danish surgical crew, clad in either light aqua green or blue scrubs, masks and head coverings resembling shower caps. The medical team crowded the anaesthetized patient, obscuring him from view despite the bright overhead lights. The Dane stood on the left. Middle-aged, tall, light brown hair swept to one side of her face, though jowly when relaxed, was not fat. He inquired in English.
I realize I risk your anger asking, but I am a curious man, and your presence here would suggest that the patient is very valuable.
The Russian, similarly aged, a little taller, wavy brown hair and wearing a well-fitting suit with a touch of flamboyance, answered in the same tongue.
He has been a great servant to me, to my country. Whether he continues to be, will be the result of your team's professionalism.
The Danish neuroscientist stiffened.
Their talent and professionalism are unmatched.
Despite the Russian's reputation, the jab at his team's, and therefore his, competence spurred him to answer. They were at the cutting edge of a bioengineering technology called neuroprosthetics, helping to replace or assist damaged neurons, enhancing their function with external electrical circuitry. And their reputation for excellence had led to a substantial grant for the implementation of BCI, Brain-Computer Interface. The Russian gave a subtle nod.
Calm yourself, old friend. The statement was not a threat. Tell me again of the enhancement you will benefit from if this is a success.
The Dane partially relaxed.
If successful, the neural chip will be activated by the host's adrenal system. It will stimulate his vagus nerve and optimize his entire nervous system. The real innovation is that we find a way of sending signals painlessly through the skin that selectively activate the optimal fibers, while leaving the suboptimal ones unchanged. You say it will work off his adrenal system. Will the neural chip be activated during a spoken argument?
The Dane shrugged.
We have set the parameters high so it can only be induced once a certain threshold of adrenaline is released. A combat situation, for example. Although, if it is triggered during an argument, the only thing likely to happen is that his verbal fluency, reasoning, and decision-making will be enhanced. He will not be snapping the necks of parking attendants. It only acts to enhance his reflexes, sight, decision-making, physical and mental efficiency.
All these things adrenaline heightens anyway.
Yes, but not to this degree. And adrenaline only enhances the gross motor skills involving the legs, arms and trunk. It retards the fine motor skills of the hand and wrist.
Why wouldn't someone want to be in this state as often as possible?
Because it'll cause a rapid drain on his body's nutrients, leaving him fatigued in the extreme.
The Russian turned to him sharply.
Leaving him vulnerable. How long would it take him to recover?
We have created vials of a formula. They trigger an initial release of CO2 into his system. This tricks the hemoglobin molecules to dump oxygen for use by the muscles and brain, so they can transport the false CO2 back to the lungs. There's also a concoction of protein, nutrients, and iron. If he were to go into near total depletion, post-injection revival to a normal state should take a minute to 90 seconds. Full restoration to enable the enhancement should be no more than 7 minutes.
The Dane mentally grimaced when the Russian asked,
You said near total depletion, which suggests that if he is in this state too long, he could die.
Inserting as much confidence in his voice as he dared, the Dane replied,
That is an improbable scenario.
But possible.
If he couldn't find the respite to inject himself, maybe. However, he will be like Superman for a short time, and so able to extract himself from the wrath of the gods.